Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for you. Enjoy. So V Hale is our special guest today. Happy birthday, Michael Martin.
Double A.
Our fearless leader, Michael Martin, is 31
years
old.
37 years old.
37. Okay. Oh God, he looks so young. I thought he was 31.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats on making it to 37.
Maybe we should have like connected on that before we said an age at the same time.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way. You know, when we tell you, say this genre, you know, that kind of thing. Why is everyone still clapping? Do you know?
Because you announced a big birthday.
Our fearless leader, Michael Martin.
It continues on. Did you want to sing him happy birthday, Vinny? It's been a while.
No, I'm going to not. But happy birthday.
Happy birthday, boss.
Yeah. So, coming up next week, we have something to announce. If you, I know.
What is it?
If you like The Secret Show, fuck it, we got something for you. I am super excited about all the things that I'm hearing are going to be happening. It's a big, if you love The Secret Show, you will love this. If you hate The Secret Show, why are you listening? A, B, you're not going to like this. Oh, I thought you were going to sneeze.
No.
So how are you? Epic. How fun was yesterday? We got to hang out basically all day together. So fun.
I know.
Right.
Guys.
Yeah.
It was a thrill.
I was proud of us, though. We were kind of the stars of the whole thing. So.
Yeah, you guys were. I mean,
I like meetings that, like, you know, people are like, oh my God, they're amazing. I know. Even the sports station was like, yeah, they're fucking trouncing us, you know, week after week. We're like, yeah.
But watch, you can't catch a ball.
I don't need to. I'm winning at everything else. I wish I had had that in my back pocket to say. Instead, I just went, oh. that sucked. Damn it. It would have been so good if I caught it.
Usually you're quick, too. So yeah.
Verbally, I might have you, but it turns out hand-eye coordination, not so
Please,
much.
Please, a high school boy stumped you. What are you talking
about? Oh, my God. Well, it just was so unexpected. All of a sudden, there's a ball coming at me. I'm like, oh, a ball. And I have just, you know, half a second to really think about it. Which hand should I use? Probably my dominant one. All right, here goes my left.
At least would throw up a limb, even to catch it.
No,
but
no,
I
threw up. It landed square in my palm, and then bounced right off of it. I didn't close the cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, looser. I mean, whatever. Give a fuck. Apparently, I do. I couldn't stop thinking about it all day yesterday. It was haunting me. I dreamt about it all night.
Well, in front of our whole company. That's why.
Yeah. I'm like, oh man, if only I could have just closed my fucking hand.
Yeah, I get it. That would haunt me too.
Yeah,
I
it sucks. Said
this. That would have been good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, could I get a redo on that? Give me
you
a mulligan.
Just send him an email and be all, oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm sure they're having a good old time joking about that. Dibs was like, oh, boy. And then I hear Vinny go, I hear Vinny from across the room, come on. I'm like, oh, ow. It hurts me so much. That was so embarrassing. Funny. I mean, much more embarrassing things have happened, so I'm sure I'll get over it someday, but...
Not today.
Not today. Today is not the day. Yeah. So yesterday on the show, V was here as well, and I thought that was a very serious conversation about, you know, a kid and what the future looks like for him and with the limited information that we had. And it looks like we did not get a ton of response on that one. Yeah. So I'm going to just move on to the
Well,
next
that's
one.
It's this is the problem with us only airing it at 10 o'clock is that,
we'll get that
many people
week.
Will yeah. wait till Friday. They'll plow through them and next week we'll see the responses.
That is true.
And that's just the way it is because that's the way they want to make it available.
I get a lot of messages from listeners, they'll be like on Friday or even the weekend, and they're like, hey, just catching up on all the secret shows, and then they'll comment on something we said. So they definitely, I mean, most people are
busy, you know, but I, you know, they wanted to do this, and I would like to know what the numbers are. Like, are tons of people listening at 10 o'clock, or should we just do a podcast every day?
Well, it wasn't like they asked us how we wanted
That's
it
true.
Distributed.
That is
so
true.
So in some ways, you just go, okay, so
is
you're
Is that what you'd
do...
like? We'll do it.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep. All right.
All right.
They, they have the company.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
The smart people.
Yeah, they're all smart people. They know what they're doing.
Also, sometimes I'll have emails that say, I was listening to The Secret Show from 2 months ago. Oh. Like, I'm still catching up.
Yeah, they go back.
They're taking their time.
Like I said earlier, binge. I mean, we're all made to...
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Binge. Like when shows come out on other platforms and it's once a week, I'm like,
yeah.
What?
I'll wait.
I have
I'll
to wait a whole week for one more episode.
That's it's we insane. Just wait. We just wait up. Until they build up. Exactly. Yeah, I think that. Exactly. Do you watch Ted Lasso?
Yes.
So have you watched this season?
Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
I we just watched. It, so don't so say last anything. Night I watched no, one that, episode that ended at 8:30. And I usually go to bed at 9, so I was like in that. Do I watch another? And then I was like, no. I'm going to be bummed if I start it and then I'm either need to finish it and go late or
you're in the middle of something.
Like for me, I don't even, I just, it's very easy. I wish I could do that with alcohol.
Wouldn't that be
show
great?
A little I could just control.
I could have
just
one,
go, you know what I need? I need one. And I'm just going to move on. I mean,
that's
one.
Pretty good. I'll stop here.
That is good. I feel satisfied. I do, you know, sure, I'd like to have another, but I've got things to do. So,
but I mean, am an adult, God damn it. I'm not. I'm going to put the cork in that bottle and just go to bed.
Yeah.
I feel this good with one. It's probably even better with three or four.
Keep going. Woo, it's a party.
Seriously,
now.
Though, I mean, you hear me? You got me?
Gotcha.
It's like, why can I do that with one aspect of my life and that other one?
It's the hardest thing to be an alcoholic because it's not like, you know, if you're a cokehead or a heroin addict or, you know, a pill, like you've got to jump through fucking hoops to get that shit.
That's
alcohol
true.
Is
it's everywhere.
Readily available.
In anybody's house, every hotel room where you're
and
fucking alone.
Socially acceptable too.
Socially acceptable. Mm-hmm. People are like, have a drink with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't walk into a restaurant and the waiter doesn't come up and say, can I interest you in some
you want some Xanax, cocaine, mushrooms?
Nice. Like, oh, let me have all that bump? Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Bump again, and that'll bump again. Anyway, yeah, it's a fucking nightmare. It's like being a food addict. You know, you hear about these people, and they're trying, but man, there's food is everywhere. And that's a thing. Like, okay, alcohol, you don't need alcohol to live, but food, you do need to live.
Anyway, just on the on that topic, Ted Lasso, as I've mowed through this season, is good. I don't mean to, you know, mislead you into thinking it hasn't been. It's, I feel the end though. It's, and I felt it from the beginning. Like we're, it's over.
It went, I, and come out the gate, let me say this.
Say it.
I love, like, I was obsessed with Ted Lasso.
Yes.
I'm like, this is one fucking genius show.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Right.
And when I came into this season, it was like, here for me. I'm like,
it was just mad.
Really? Like, it was like different writing. It was, and I'm like, what's going on? And then I will say these last few episodes, though, and my friend who thought the same texted me on this last week and was like, I'm really liking these last few
how
episodes.
How far along are you?
Yeah.
I think there's one left.
Yeah.
But so you're caught up.
I think I just watched 11. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so you're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it, and
Vinny
it got
still has
better,
a few to go.
Dude, this season was so, I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Well, again, they were wrapping changed, it up. Everyone got famous on that show, and they all have other fucking shows to go
but
to.
But that wasn't even it. It's just where they went. I don't know. Where the storyline went, the writing, what each character. I don't know. All of it. It was really weird.
Well, what I watched last night, I really enjoyed, and it was very topical. They picked a piece of real-life history and just played it into the show.
Oh.
And it was not history like, you know, Christopher Columbus, but
no, but pop something that
history,
happened.
Right. Where you're like, oh, okay, I see what they're doing there. And that it became part of the storyline.
Interesting.
What episode are you on?
I want to say that was either, it was 9, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I might tell John we should start it this weekend.
It was the one about...
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
yeah, yeah.
say... Don't.
I no. didn't say. Okay. I didn't
so
say
you just
anything.
Gave a clue.
To her, not right. to you.
Okay, ready for today's
yes.
bad advice?
Yeah.
This is the one I didn't get to yesterday, the cultural differences. Hello, all. Love you guys. Love your show. Try to listen whenever possible on my way to work. And I love that you're doing Secret Show reruns so I can catch them before bed. We're doing Secret Show reruns, or they're just...
They must be talking about going... the 11:30.
Oh, right. Got it. So I can catch them before bed. Did I say watch? I meant catch. Anywho, I'm 38. I'm dating this one girl who I've been on and off with for about a year and a half. She's Chinese born. She's Chinese born there, and I'm... Well, not.
Yeah.
Did I do that right?
Yeah. She's Chinese born. She's born there, and he's, well.
Oh, she's Chinese, no comma, born there, and I'm not.
Yeah.
So we have different cultural. Okay.
Got it.
That is a weird way to word it, though, but okay.
Well, it's fine. It's just, you know, punctuation is everything. So we have different cultural views, such as she believes the guy is responsible for planning, paying, driving around, etc. Now, I know what you may be thinking, but she's not a gold digger. She's a nice person. She's caring and sweet. She just grew up with a different dating style than here in the U.S., where most things are 50-50, give and take, equal partnerships, equal say. In spite of that, we've been trying to compromise, but keep clashing. I even try to say, you're not in China anymore. But her response is, I'm still Chinese. Do you think that he is also Chinese, but he's like an American Chinese?
I can't say.
That's what I'm taking from the way he worded that.
Yes.
Like, or is he just there and, well, I'm not. I don't know. That's what I picked up. But
okay.
It could be anything, though.
It could. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Maybe you could. By the way, we've been encouraging people as of yesterday to please send
a contact number if you would be okay
with us calling you for clarification on something. Because sometimes I really do feel like
help.
We need more info.
Yeah, it would help a lot in some situations.
So please, just include that. Or say you may not contact me.
Yeah.
This is it.
But in this case, I actually don't think it matters whether he is or not. It's
he's American.
Clearly cultural differences, yeah. and I get that. Go on.
I see it as we're just too different in how we date, process things, and what we need. She says, we're still getting to really know each other and improving with every disagreement. While I do care for her, I'm kind of just getting mentally tired from when we do argue. I don't know what to do. Part of me says, break up with her. Another part says, stick it out and continue to work through it. She hasn't given up, so why should I? But yeah, lost in thought. Help would be appreciated. Listener, JJ.
This
go ahead,
just reminded
I heard
me.
I heard the intake of breath.
I want you to. Let me just say something real quick.
Yeah,
this
go
just
ahead,
reminded
go ahead.
Me of something. When I first started my radio career, I would have been 20 or 21, and there was you know how you have promotion stat like in the old buildings that we used to work at in San Diego. There were four stations, and this place was a beehive of energy and people working and
right.
promotions department, and it was just a big busy building. And there was a girl there. She was a promotions person, but we clearly had a thing.
Oh.
Like, we didn't do each other or kiss even yet, but we liked each other. Yeah. I saw her and I smiled and she saw me and we would.
Oh. Wow.
And so there was like a thing. Like, okay, you know, I like her and we would flirt and play around. And then when it finally came time and I was like, look, you know, what are we doing? Let's go out. She's like, I can't date you. And I went, you can just say no. You don't have to be weird about it. And she was like, no. And it was cultural for her. And I can't remember if she was Iranian or, but she was like, I'm not able to bring you home.
Yeah.
I cannot date you.
Yeah.
I don't
want to be in love with a guy that I can't bring home to my family because that would not be okay.
So she liked me. She was like, we continued to talk and she was like, look, I wish I could. I can't. It will not work out for us or for me to bring you home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I don't want to go to your home. I mean, you
know, I was just thinking we could go to my place. Like, whatever.
Just for one night. Yeah. I'm not trying to marry you.
You don't have to try it out. I'm not proposing to you.
You're a weirdo.
You want to test drive the car?
But so I do understand that there are people, despite us, you know, being American and feeling like everything's the same.
Right.
It's not the same. And there are people, despite she wasn't a kid.
No.
She had a job and right. She was my age. She
and
was
she
in her
was
20s.
Maybe expecting an arranged marriage at some point.
Mm-hmm. I don't
they
know
still
what
happened.
But that was absolutely she was like, I cannot. The end.
Yeah.
In the end, even talking it out was there was no like, well, let's go screw around in the broom closet. Like, right. Why not? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't
who said anything
anyone,
about
you
your parents?
Did she need to be intact for her future husband? A virgin on her wedding night?
Well, I don't know how she avoided me in the broom closet. Like, that's a generous offer, right? But
that is
she somehow
great.
Was able
what an idiot.
To
sure.
Turning that down.
Who doesn't
anyway,
want to be wake up in a broom closet?
I just wanted
Vinny.
To add that before you start. So go ahead, V.
Well, I was going to say, like, anything there should be middle ground, but when it comes to, like, cultural differences, I watch, and I know people are going to be like, oh, you're comparing this to reality show, but I watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah. That's my girl. Oh.
Yeah, and they, okay. Like, these women on this season, so it's 90 Day the other way, so the Americans are going to their country instead of them trying to get a visa to be American, right?
Oh.
And these women go there.
It's called 90 Day the other way?
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it's interesting because coming here, you know, we see them like, we don't do that, we don't do that. And we're like, well, you're in America, it's normal to us. So these women go there, and one woman doesn't want to wear the hijab, cover anything up, do all these things. And they're sitting there mad, and you're controlling me, and I'm an American. And I'm like, but you're in their country, and women don't walk around that way. Like, but they just do this the entire time. Then there's another one.
Like butt heads, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I know people can't see me. I think it's India. I can't remember. And there, the women wake up like they were like, this is how you run a house. You wake up at 4:30. You make the entire house tea. Then you clean. And they were just showing her like a day in the life of a wife in that culture. And she's like, I have 3 degrees. Like, why would I wake up every day and do that? And I'm like, then you can't marry a man who does that.
Yeah, what are you doing on this show?
Yeah, and then they get mad. They all live in other cultures. They stay in the house with their parents, their aunts, their cousins. They're all in one house.
Good
and
Lord.
It sounds terrible. And these women are like, yeah, I want my own fucking apartment. Like, why do I want to wake up? Everyone's there, and they do. You walk out, and everyone's on the couch, and they can't communicate, so they all just stare at each other. I'm like, But it's like, you're going into their place now. So I know she's in America, but she was still raised a certain way. So I say a middle ground, but at the end of the day, finding a middle ground when you've been raised so strictly on
you may
side,
not
that shit's
be able
hard.
To, right? I feel like he needs to break up with her. And I think the reason why is that he's already saying he's exhausted by this.
Yeah.
And she's got to learn. Well, maybe she doesn't have to.
She doesn't have to.
But she might learn it. She might be like, well, okay, I've got to be a little more flexible. Like, it might teach her a little bit.
Well, it's her
better.
Expectation. If she wants somebody she that might, does X, Y, Z, the same way V's looking for a candidate to date, that person has to be under 50 and whatever. The
Under 50? Like, you mean under 45, don't you?
Whatever the case is.
Six pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
all the stuff.
You're entitled to one.
I don't even like six packs.
Yeah, you do. You drink all the time.
Yeah, you're
liar.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's okay to want what you want. You know, I want somebody who's going to, I don't know, massage my back. And if she doesn't want to do that, okay, on to the next.
Right. Yeah. Whatever your thing is. Right. It does feel like this person doesn't want, he wants to be equals in the relationship. And I think that that's.
He's trying
admirable.
To change her.
Well,
like, that's.
I do think there are people who want partnership and don't want to be the boss. And so, you know, for him to want partnership, he needs to move on and find someone that... By the way, I looked it up. I remembered the girl's name and looked it up. It's an Arabic name.
Hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
For sure.
There you go.
That's a culture that doesn't... They want you to stay within your religion, within your race. Mm. A lot of it, Sarah said, they're still very arranged. That's on the show we were just watching. They're like, we've introduced them to 5 chicks already. And I'm like...
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
It's like bringing a cow to a farmer. Like, it's crazy, but that's the way it is. And to them, that's normal. And that's been happening forever anyway.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, like, some people, it's like their family's like, I don't give a fuck. It's not happening. And some will kick you out of the family. Like,
oh, yeah. I didn't remember what her heritage or culture was, but she was not
budging
because it was you or her family. And
weird.
Like for you, you're just like, well, you're just a chick I would date and we would kiss and see how all that went. And maybe, are we even looking that far down the road? And for her, it was like, no, you're not an option for
even
me because
that,
I have this family I want to keep.
But even at that point in my life, I was just trying to get my life together and starting radio and was pretty focused on what I was doing. That chick liked me. Like, I wasn't making it up. I wasn't being a pig in the workplace.
She liked you, but she'd been raised with a different expectation.
Right, but I'm saying there was no question she was showing interest in me. And when I finally went, what are we doing? Why don't we just hang out? She couldn't go beyond the flirt, period. And it was just like cut and dry.
She probably felt guilty even about the flirting.
Well, we had fun.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun. When I saw her, I was like, you light up. That's how that is. So anyway, I don't know why this, it's a year and a half. They're this far down the road.
On and off, about a year and a half. Yeah,
And on and off, that means...
Right. They're fighting.
And I don't know.
I don't like it.
How old they are? Because I feel
I'm sorry. He only says how old he is. I'm 38.
The off and on bullshit is in your 20s. Like, oh my God, we broke up. We're back together. Oh my God, we broke up. We're back together. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, when you're that age, if you fucking break up, it's for a reason.
Yeah, just
go
don't.
Your separate
just ways. The end of that.
Like, you're just beating a dead horse at that point. You
and
know?
It's, look, I mean, who knows? Maybe you give her an ultimatum and she says, okay, fine, I'll pay for half the stuff or, you know, whatever. Maybe that's what she needs. But it just really sounds like she wasn't raised that way. That's not her expectation. And
good for her.
And why do
you
even
know,
want
to
change her?
If we met a guy who wanted us to be their servant, we'd be like, ha ha.
Yeah.
But that's their culture. It's not that they're like demeaning to us, and they could be here in America, but that's how they were raised. That's right. What they know.
Yeah. And it's like Bryn said, I want someone who will rub my back. That's all. That's what I'm looking for in a partner. If that one thing isn't there, that's not the right person.
Yeah,
for you.
You can't be like, I want, you don't, I know your hands are weak and it hurts you, but, you know. But I need you to do it. Come on, just give it a try. Figure it out. Watch some YouTube videos, and that, like, you're not going to force somebody to do that.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Exactly.
Well, you're just breeding resentment when you force people to do that.
Yeah, you got to move on.
Need to go there separately.
I mean, that's it, right?
38. He has a life to start.
Yeah.
As far as like dating, if he wants to get married,
I say stick it out.
What?
You know? Yeah.
You do not say that.
Why do you say that? The worst advice giver.
I know. Ever. Fucking Alex. Go ahead. What do you think?
No, just, well, okay. I look at it like this. Like, how quick.
I want to hear this logic.
Let's go.
I love his logic.
I would analyze it like, okay, how quick are you going to be able to get, you know, another chick? Because that's
pretty quick.
Oh, if it's quick, then, you know. So we're saying, right?
Well, that's a good point. Like, go ahead and keep that pussy around for now, just in case you need to
stay down.
That's exactly what you meant, though.
No, I didn't really mean that one.
But that is what you meant.
Yeah, it is.
Keep fucking her until you find someone else that works out a little better. Just her.
Why go home and get yourself off when you keep her around and then dump her for the next one?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like me, I'm like not that good with women.
No, I'm just saying.
Really?
So.
It's crazy.
I'm not very good with women, so I was like, okay, I might, you know that this. This might be a situation.
I'm not going to break up with this one.
This might be a situation where I might not be dating for a little while. So let's keep her around. Let's put in some work here. Try to make it happen.
Yeah.
I don't want to love my hand for the next few months. So
yeah, it's going to be a lonely road for sure.
I'm not very good at women or at making points.
Thank God I could cut this all out.
Alex, you're a fucking jewel. Honestly, where do we get this guy?
Good job,
please write responses if you like. Listen, in this area where there's a ton of diversity, I'm sure we have lots of people who have found themselves in this. What did you do with this? What ended up happening? Send that to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. And if you're willing to be contacted, please include a cell phone number.
Oh, this is a fun one. I like that.
Yeah.
I like to call people.
Why not, right?
Questions.
It'll be weird, though, because people, like, we tape this, we stream it later. It's like a whole, it'll be a weird random call out of nowhere in the 9 o'clock hour. So be aware that we'll be calling you early. Right. And please answer your phone. Will it say CBS?
No, it won't. It'll be a 415 number. Or if I might be able to get it from my skid law number, but that depending
on my equipment. And we're not on CBS, my equipment. So. Might say Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Whoops.
Used to always be a CBS.
No, we're in the CBS building still. So.
Yeah.
That is true.
It very well might not have been changed. I'm still carrying around an Entercom ID.
Yeah. Oh, I think mine is an Entercom thing, isn't it?
I'm still using my CBS ID.
Really?
You still have your CBS ID?
My Entercom one doesn't work.
Oh.
And my CBS one does. So I was like, there you go.
I was fine with the one I had, too, and someone made me go change it. And I went, all right.
Yeah. I think we went together. It was like a big pain in the ass. Dawn.
Cut that out. No, don't. I'm done with Dawn on the phone.
We love Dawn.
I see Dawn twice a year. I'm always like, hey.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
How you doing?
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
The end.